Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The history of Islam in Russia. We are discussing the second stage of the history of Islam, which is the Mongol period. And we have discussed the Mongol invasion of the Muslim controlled territories in what is present day Russia, their subsequent acceptance of Islam, and later on, Islam becomes the state religion of the northwestern province of the Mongol Empire, which is known as the Golden Horde. And we spoke about the Golden Horde, how they've ruled these lands for almost two centuries, and their subsequent disintegration into many sub-states, the majority of them Muslim states, the Crimean Khanate, the Sibir Khanate, the Kazan Khanate, to mention just a few. In 1395, Taimur Lung bursts onto the scene. If you do remember the Turco-Mongol ruler, the hero of Samarkand. We discussed him when we spoke about Uzbekistan, and he's the one who sought to establish a Mongol-Muslim rule. And he had envisioned the restoration of the Mongol Empire of Genghis Khan on the one hand, and on the other hand, he envisioned himself as a Ghazi, a champion of Islam. So he thereby justified his escapades and his campaigns against the Mamluks, the Ottomans, and the Abbasids. He even ransacked Baghdad as well. So he wanted to reimpose the what he understood as the legitimate Mongol control over lands taken by usurpers. So his armies came, burst onto the scene in 1395, and within 2 years they had crushed the remainder of the Golden Horde and had looted the Golden Horde cities, and he had even appointed a rival Khan before departing. So on the one hand, he had deposed of other Muslim leaders and brought the area under his own territory. On the positive side for Islam, it was the final phase of the Islamization of Dagestan, which took place under his rule in the late 14th and early 15th centuries. He led several expeditions into Azerbaijan and into Dagestan between 1385 and 1395. This is south of the territories of the Golden Horde. And he took a personal interest in destroying the last survivals of the pre-Islamic religions. And thereafter and henceforth, Islam became the only religion of the people of central Dagestan, the main tribe there being the Lak people. And the Lak people, they became the champions of Islam thereafter, becoming du'at, da'is, who were taking Islam to other tribes. Amongst them were the Chechnyans. Taimur Lung also dealt a deadly blow to the power of the Christian Alans of the North Central Caucasus. They had been the mightiest nation of the Caucasus, and after dealing a deadly blow to them, their decline was followed by a new expansion of Islam in the North Caucasus. So while there was destruction of Muslim rule on the one hand, there was the spread of Islam on the other hand. Later on, at the end of the 15th century, two new powers appeared on the Caucasian scene, and their influence on the process of Islamization became very decisive. On the one hand, we had the Ottoman Empire, who were not too far off. They were just across the Black Sea. Through them and through their allies, the Crimean Khanate, they were able to dominate the lowlands of the western and central Caucasus. And the last people, they accepted Islam at the hands of the Ottomans, and the Cherkess people, the Circassian people, they had accepted Islam, they were introduced to Islam by the Crimean Tartars. As well, we also have the Safavids, the Shia Safavids, who in 1538 moved northwards from what is present-day Iran to the cities of Derbent and Shirvan. And these were conquered by them, and as a consequence, the Twelver Shiite religion became the dominant form, the dominant religion in Azerbaijan and in what is south of Russia today. So just to recap, we'll conclude the second stage of Islam, the Mongol period. To recap what we've just discussed very recently, at the beginning of the 15th century, a number of independent Islamic Khanates had emerged from the very gigantic Golden Horde. And until these Islamic Khanates were defeated by the Russian Empire But later on, in the 16th century, Islam had dominated the most parts of modern Russia. These Khanates had covered almost all of modern Russian territory, except the region between the cities of Moscow and Kiev, where the majority of the Russians, the Slavs, used to live in a number of different principalities. And that is basically what we are moving on to, inshallah ta'ala, which is the third stage, and with the Russian invasion of these Muslim lands. So inshallah ta'ala, we conclude the second stage of the history of Islam in Russia, and we'll inshallah move on to the third stage in the next episode. Jazakallahu khairan, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.